This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
From San Francisco comes
open sexual intercourse.
Woohoo!
Open sexual intercourse.
The delicious break from potatoes.
Open sexual intercourse.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off. Go to hell.
On every street corner of America, where thousands and thousands can watch.
This is the Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen. Coming up, the time machine picked year, 1961. My thrift store find is Genesis Nursery Crime, and the Yacht Rock classic is from the Doobie Brothers. That and more on the Evening Asylum on the Hawk 101.5 FM.
And now, on with the show.
Good evening. This is the Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen. Coming up on the show this week, we'll have Jamie's Top 10. The Flick Picker and Stream Genie will up your Earl with another interesting website, dig up another useless fact, and have some strange news on something peculiar, and take a look at the law on the Law and Disorder. And our Canadian music tour ends this week. We visit the territories of Yukon and Northwest Territories and Nunavut. And we start everything off with the Time Machine, and our first artist is Jimmy McCracklin. He was born James David Walker in 1921, and he was a pianist, vocalist, and songwriter. His style contained West Coast blues, jump blues, and R&B. Over a career that spanned 7 decades, he said that he had written almost 1,000 songs and had recorded hundreds of them. McCracklin recorded over 30 albums and earned 4 gold records. It was said that he was probably the most important musician to come out of the Bay Area in the post-World War II years. This is a single from 1961 called The Drag. Jimmy McCracklin on the Time Machine on the Evening Asylum on the Hawk 101.5 FM.
What I tell you when you hear this sound. Yes, I told you, baby, just what to do. You shimmy and shake and soothe you. Forget the walk, the mess around. Just do what I tell you when you hear this sound. I tell you when you hear this sound.
We'll be right back.
FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
keeping my options open. Christmas head for sale. A collared lover and held a title. A guy that's arrogant idol. He takes and gets whatever he likes. A women, cars, and motorbikes. He dines on calves, butchered and bled. Tankards of wine, burgundy red. Handmade suits, shoes, and socks. Oh, his breath can stop the clock.
I've kept the movie running.
music from The Lost Fingers with a cover of Soundgarden's Outshine. Also in there, Brand New Pretenders with the title cut from their latest album, Hate for Sale. Also, Brand New Kathleen Edwards with Options Open. And music from The Territories, this time from the Yukon Territories, from DJ KJ with Fly Away. And we started the show off with music from The Time Machine from 1961 from Jimmy McCracklin and The Drag. This is The Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen, and it's now time to look at some crime. It's time to take a look at the world of crime and litigation on the Law and Disorder. Today we go to Houston, Texas, where a man was arrested for using COVID-19 aid money to buy a sports car, among other things, instead of using it for employment aid. 29-year-old Lee Price III was charged with fraud after the U.S. Justice Department found out that Price was able to get two loans under the COVID-19 Paycheck Protection Program. One was for $900,000 for a business called Price Enterprises Holdings, and a further $700,000 for a business called 713 Construction. Neither businesses had employees, and the construction business listed as a CEO a person who died a month before the application was sent. Price used the money to buy a $200,000 Lamborghini, an F-350 pickup truck, a Rolex watch, real estate, and also spent thousands at strip clubs, according to the Justice Department statement. I'm sure people at his trailer park were mighty impressed at first. That was The Law and Disorder. I'm Jamie Allen. Yeah. A Lamborghini. No one's going to figure out where you got the money for that. Coming up in our next set, we'll get into the thrift store find, Genesis, nursery crime, also some more territory music, but right now it's back to the Time Machine, and our next artist is Alan Mills. He was born way back in 1912, passed away in 1977. He was a Canadian folk singer, writer, and actor. He was best known for making Canadian folk music popular and for his original song, I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. Hey, no way! He appeared on several radio and television programs and in movies. He was made a member of the Order of Canada in 1974 for his contributions to Canadian folklore. In 1961, he teamed up with Jean Kerrigan to make an LP, and this is a song from it, Alan Mills with Cod Liver Oil on the Time Machine on the Evening Asylum on the Hawk 101.5 FM.
I'm a young married man that is tired of life. 10 years I've been wed to a sickly wife. She does nothing all day but sit down and cry, praying to God she'd get a better or die. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, doctor, dear John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down to the sile if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Now an old friend of mine came to see me one day. He said that me wife, she was pining away. He afterwards told me that she would get strong if I got her a bottle from Dr. Dear John. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, doctor, dear John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down to the sile if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Well, I got her a bottle, 'twas just for to try, and the way that she drank it, you'd think she was dry. I got her another, it vanished the same, and now she's got cod liver oil on the brain. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, doctor, dear John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down to the sile if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Now me house, it resembles a big doctor's shop. 'Tis filled up with bottles from bottom to top. And when in the morning the kettle does bile, you'd swear it was singing out cod liver oil. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, doctor, dear John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down to the sile if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Now come all you young fellers, where'er you may be, I hope you will heed this fair warning from me. From sickly women, I pray you recoil, or you'll end up a swimming in cod liver aisle. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, doctor, dear John, your cod liver aisle is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down to the sile, if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver aisle.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
It hardly seems to matter now.
And the nurse will tell you lies of a kingdom beyond the skies. But I am lost within this half world. It hardly seems to matter now. Play me my song.
Here it comes again.
Play me my song. Song. Play me my song. Tick-tock. mantelpiece. And I want, and I feel, and I know, and I touch.
First epic track from Genesis of 3, that's the musical box from my thrift store find. Nursery Crime. Also in there, we had some territory music from Nunavut and Lucy Idlot with Whiskey Breath. And we started everything off with music from The Time Machine from 1961 from Alan Mills with Cod Liver Oil. This is The Evening Asylum. I'm your host, Jamie Allen. And let's take a look at some strange news on something peculiar. Scanning the globe to bring you the constant variety and strange news, I'm Jamie Allen with something peculiar. First, we go to the Swiss town of Olten, where residents there woke up to find the town coated in chocolate. The Linton Sprungel Company had a minor problem on the ventilation line for its roasted cocoa nibs at its Olten factory. The nibs are crushed cocoa beans that are used to make chocolate. Strong winds in Olten last Friday fanned the cocoa dust across the town. Many townspeople were excited about the chocolate snow. Officials at Lint said one car was coated with the cocoa dust and they offered to pay for cleaning, but nobody came forward. They also said that the problem was repaired and that the cocoa dust released was harmless. The town was lucky it wasn't the sewage plant that had the ventilation problems. Next word comes from the American Chemical Society that a recent study they conducted found that milk chocolate can be made healthier by adding ingredients like peanut skins and coffee grounds, which give it more antioxidants than dark chocolate and doesn't change the flavor or texture. The Chemical Society said that the product is a long way off from being released to the public and that the concoction might also be added to other unhealthy foods to make them more healthier. Better living through chemistry. Finally, we go to Tijuana, Mexico, where officials are attempting to stop chocolate cars from being imported from the U.S. A chocolate car is a car that is purchased in a border town in California or Texas and then driven back to Mexico to avoid registering them. The Mexican government said the cars must be registered so they know they exist or they will be confiscated. The registration cost? About $170. Wait. That's cheaper than it costs to register my car here, and I've got to do it every 2 years. That was something peculiar. I'm Jamie Allen. Chocolate, chocolate everywhere. Coming up in our next set of music, we will have some new stuff from Alanis Morissette, also some more music from the territories, but right now it's back to the Time Machine, and the year is 1961, and our next artist is Marvin Gaye. He was born back in 1939. He was a singer, songwriter, and record producer. He helped to shape the sound of Motown in the 1960s, first as an in-house session player, and later as a solo artist with a string of hits, earning him the nickname The Prince of Motown and the Prince of Soul. On April 1st, 1984, the day before his 45th birthday, Gaye was shot dead by his father, Marvin Gaye Sr., at their house in West Adams, Los Angeles, after an argument. This was his first single back in 1961, Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide. Marvin Gaye on the Time Machine, on the Evening Asylum, on the Hawk 101.5 FM.
Let your conscience be your guide. Let your conscience be your guide. Oh, baby, if you done you wrong. I've always stuck right by your side. Oh, baby, you only had to call my name. And oh, baby, if you could feel. Let your conscience be your guide.
could remember just how hard I tried. Please, oh please don't forget, I've given you the best years of my life. You know I've never, never, no, 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 never done you wrong. I've always stuck right by your side. Oh, baby, you only had to call my name. Whoa, girl, if you could feel the same, then oh, darling, my darling, oh, yeah, let your conscience be your guide.
Let your Anna Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
These are the reasons I drink, the reasons I tell everybody I'm fine even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it. I have been working since I can remember, since I was single digits. Now, even though
from Alanis Morissette with Reasons I Drink. Also in there, we had some more music from the Territories. This artist from the Northwest Territories is Geronimo Paulette, and we heard Sweet Death. And we started the set off with music from the Time Machine from 1961 from the late, great Marvin Gaye, and we heard Let Your Conscience Be Your Guide. Coming up next hour on the Evening Asylum, we'll up your Earl with another interesting website. We'll play another track from my thrift store find. This week it is Genesis Nursery Crime from way back in 1971. The Yacht Rock Classic will be up next hour, and we'll hear something from the Doobie Brothers, and we'll dig up another useless fact for you, and more tunes from the Territories all next hour, plus three more tracks from the Time Machine from 1961. Taking us to the top of the hour, here's music from the Territories, from Nunavut. And this band is called the Jerry Cans, and this track is called Atatikkut on the Hawk, 101.5 FM.
Thank you. KIOI.
101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.